in the Arts mit Chew Me Up. Und das war schon mal so eine kleine Einstimmung auf das, was heute Abend im Badehaus passieren wird. Live, kann ich versprechen, wird das Ganze noch viel, viel genialer. Eine Band aus Paris, beziehungsweise aus den Banlieues, also einem Vorort von Paris, die auf irgendeine Art und Weise einen fantastischen Southern Soul Sound gefunden hat. Wie und warum überhaupt, das könnten wir jetzt eventuell klären. Die Band ist bei uns im Studio, spricht sich gerade noch ab. Aber wir sagen einfach mal Hallo. Bonjour, Messieurs.
Bonjour. Hi.
Und
thank
herzlich willkommen. Sehr gern. Herzlich willkommen hier bei uns in the studio. Welcome to the studio. It's all a bit stressful. You don't have much time, but we actually managed to set up the whole thing within basically 28 seconds. A whole band and instruments, and you're going to play two live songs just to give
in
a little.
In 21 seconds.
In 21 seconds, exactly. Just to give a little appetite for our listeners for tonight. So, Theo Lawrence, who is actually Theo?
Me.
Theo is here, the singer. Of course, you're the singer. The other ones can't really say much because we only have a microphone for you.
We got Olivier on bass guitar, yeah. Neville on percussion and keyboards, Thibaut on guitar, and another Thibaut on drums.
Thibaut, and not T-Bone, of course.
Thibaut, it's a middle-aged French name.
Yes, of course, and a very nice one. So I was just saying, for some reason you found, even though I heard that you all have different music tastes, but for some reason you found this beautiful, beautiful Southern soul sound, this Nashville sound. How the hell did you do this?
Well, it's one of our influences, but it's... We like to mix things in together. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of soul, a bit of country, blues, rock and roll. We don't have a specific kind of music that we like to play. It's all different stuff, but most of the time they come from the same place. So as you said, so the southeast of the U.S.
Yeah,
and all these great recording studios. From Memphis, Nashville, New Orleans.
But how did that come to happen? I mean, did anybody go there? Did you go down there? And did you just, were you flashed by it, so to speak? We're just saying, oh my goodness, this is amazing. This got so much soul. Maybe this is the kind of music we should do?
Well, I went there a few times for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. But it was the most inspiration that we draw from these places come from just the time we spent on YouTube and the internet. And all the records that we listen to in Paris, back home in Paris, in the big city, in a place that has nothing to do with all these places that are influencing us.
Yeah, not really, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So are you based in Paris now, or are you still in the banlieues?
Around Paris.
Around Paris.
Yeah.
All different little... Towns before that, okay. Also Sie sagen gerade, ich habe Sie gefragt, wie Sie als Pariser oder auch Pariser Vorortband zu so einem Sound finden, zu so einem Southern Soul Sound. Und Theo sagt gerade, Sie haben alle unterschiedliche Einflüsse, aber das ist eben das, wo man sich selber auch wiederfindet und wo man einen gemeinsamen Nenner findet. Er selber war in Nashville, beziehungsweise glaube ich auch in Memphis und hat sich dort umgeschaut, aber sagt letztendlich, sind es tatsächlich Videos und Musik über YouTube zum Beispiel, wo man so die Liebe für diesen Sound entdeckt hat. So since we don't have much time, you're going to play at Badehaus tonight. I would say let's not waste any more time. Let's have a first song basically played here live in the studio.
First show ever in Berlin.
Wir haben noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend, also bitte dranbleiben, falls ihr dabei sein wollt. Jetzt aber erstmal ein Live-Song. Would it be Never Let It Go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you all the open microphones here and... we'll record the session. Hier sind sie, Theo Lawrence and the Hearts mit Never Let It Go in einer schnicken Live-Version.
I'm gonna sing you a song, and this is my song. When I was born, I never.
perfect, wonderful, great, great guys. Theo Lawrence and the Hearts hier gehört auf Flux FM. Und ich glaube, das war schon mal ein super Einblick auf das, was heute Abend passiert. So, how long have you actually been existing as a band altogether?
It's a little difficult to say because I've been playing with Olivier, the bass player, for the last 7 years.
Oh.
And we met the other guys through the years.
Uh-huh.
But it's been about, I would say, 2 years and a half.
Okay.
That we play shows and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the first album just came out, about 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
So it's pretty new. Everything is pretty new.
Homemade Lemonade is the name of the album.
Yeah.
I guess it gets a lot of airplay in France too, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
That was not Theo, by the way. Oder?
Depends to what you compare it to, but...
Well, you know, I was just thinking that I know that radio in France, at least it used to be this case, was playing a big role for people. So yeah. A lot of people are actually listening to radio.
Yeah, it's true. I think so.
Yeah. So it would probably, I would just assume it would probably make sense to play a band like you as well, no?
Yeah,
or is there only French music?
A couple of very good radios in France, like FIP.
Mm-hmm.
FIP is the best to me. And they've been supporting us since the very start.
So have you been touring around France?
Yeah, like about 70 or 80 shows. But tonight is our first show in Berlin, second show in Germany.
Second show in Germany. So, wir haben jetzt Tickets für diese Herrschaften. Ich würde sagen, da setze ich Nina sofort an das Telefon. 030 2000 9000, wer heute Abend mit dabei sein will. Wir geben Tickets jetzt raus. 030 2000 9000. In der Zwischenzeit werden wir hier noch eine Nummer spielen, nämlich A House But Not A Home. Also Theo sagt gerade, sie haben sich eigentlich schon teilweise vor 7 Jahren gefunden. In den letzten 2,5 Jahren hat sich die Band dann aber herauskristallisiert. Und seitdem spielt man zusammen. Homemade Lemonade ist vor 2 Monaten rausgekommen. Wirklich tolles Album, was mittlerweile auch in Frankreich Airplay bekommen hat, logischerweise. Und in ein paar angesagten Stationen auch rauf und runter gespielt wird. Ja, und jetzt, wie gesagt, gibt's die nächste Nummer. Are you guys ready for the second track? Okay, then let's start.
My guitar's out of tune, sorry. Let me tune that thing. Okay, ready.
Yeah.
Sophia Lawrence in the Arts mit House, but not a home. Ein Track, der heute Abend auch gespielt wird im Badehaus. Thank you so much for playing, guys. Just one quick question. You did record this beautiful album, really, really beautiful album, in 2 weeks.
Within 2 weeks. 15 right? days with 2 days off.
Uh-huh.
With a German guy.
With a German guy?
Yeah.
What? Did he do a good job? Apparently
France,
he did.
In the French countryside. In a cool studio called Black Box.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's from Berlin,
mm-hmm.
maybe. And he's called Peter Demel. And he's a very good sound engineer.
Mm-hmm. And how did you find him?
All the stuff that we recorded so far.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that did it.
Okay, but how did you find each other?
With Peter?
Mm-hmm.
I think we found his studio on internet.
Okay.
Because it's a very nice shack in the uh-huh. countryside. Well, uh-huh. it's not a shack. It's a very, like an old farm, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we slept there for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing much to do around it, really. It's not a city or... It's around Angers. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. So, but it basically contributed to a certain productiveness, I would say. If you've got nothing to do, you can focus, you can concentrate on the music and the actual recording process, I think.
You mean, did he produce the record?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that he produced it.
Okay.
Like, he helped, definitely,
mm-hmm.
because he helped with the miking
mm-hmm.
and the some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, we took all the decisions
mm-hmm.
and we really knew what we wanted mm-hmm. from the start.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, no one really produced it. We all produced it together.
Okay.
But it's not one of those albums with one name on it.
It was a very democratic process,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, it's a band effort.
Okay. And nobody ended up with any black eyes or something like this. It was all peaceful and... no hard feelings.
Well, Olivier ended up with a black eye because there's a basketball game, a court.
Like a court.
Just next to the studio.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you basically played with Olivier's hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Also Sie haben gerade gesagt, Sie haben mit einem Deutschen aufgenommen, dieses Album, das ja wirklich auch sehr, sehr ja, homogen vom Sound her klingt, den Sie im Internet gefunden haben. Irgendwo in der Countryside, also irgendwo weit draußen. Und das hat sehr, sehr funktioniert, sehr gut funktioniert. Produziert allerdings haben Sie eigentlich alle an diesem Album. Also es gibt keine einzelne Person, die sich das Ding unter die Nagel gerissen hat und das dann produziert hat, sondern es war ein demokratischer Prozess und jeder, weil Sie auch Ihre eigenen Ideen hatten, hat er seine Ideen dann mit eingebracht und so ist also dieses Album entstanden. Hören kann man es, wie gesagt, heute Abend live im Badehaus und die Tickets sind jetzt auch weg, bitte nicht mehr anrufen. Thank you so much again for being here. I know it was a super, super chaotic interview with Baby and instruments and guitars that were not tuned, but next time we're gonna do it double as good. Maybe even triple, quadruple as good.
Bring the baby
okay?
to the show.
I promise. So have fun tonight. The tickets are gone.
Thanks for having us.
Well, very, very welcome. And see you soon, guys.
Thanks.
See you next
Bye.
Time.
Bye. Aus der Rubrik.